Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio App. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
I feel loved and inspired when I listen to Love and Inspiration with Roy Carton Jr.
Rated as the best radio show in the world, this is Love and Inspiration with Roy Carton Jr.
Connected to my guest over in Toronto, Canada, it gives me great pleasure this afternoon to introduce you to someone that I have really great respect for. And this gentleman is a mutual friend of myself and my lovely wife. We met just about a few weeks ago. Meeting with this gentleman, I have to say that he has a lot of experience in so many things when it comes to coaching and speaking, etc. I'm talking about Dave Rogers. Dave Rogers, best-selling author, global speaker, social entrepreneur, and mastermind facilitator. Here on Love and Inspiration today with you, live from out of beautiful St. Martin. And of course, remind you that this interview is live 102.7 FM from out of PJD3 102.7 FM. A rebroadcast can be heard on voiceofthecaribbean.net on Sunday at 8 p.m. and on Monday morning at 10 a.m. Atlantic Standard Time, or on Bashani Radio in New York, going out to over 2.2 million listeners worldwide. Today, Dave on the show is going to be speaking with you and really helping you in a very important area, which is to learn how to renew your spirit by getting 2020 vision. Good afternoon, Dave. Welcome to Love and Inspiration. Pleasure to have you on the show. Very important at this time that we're in, that we have this conversation with you. And I just want the ladies and gentlemen who are tuned in right now to be able to have an understanding of who Dave is. So Dave Rogers lives a life with passion. He infuses his presentations with energy, which both energetic and kind. A dynamic, self-motivated speaker, David brings a global perspective to his keynote presentations, weaving personal stories from his experience of managing a billion-dollar portfolio in over 20 countries around the world, as well as stories of human potential and growth from the mentors, coaches, and teachers who have enriched and contributed to his life of service to others. Now, Dave is born in Canada. He achieved his master's in business administration before joining the Royal Bank of Canada's corporate banking division. After 12 months, Dave was selected to join and expand the risk management and corporate banking division of Royal Bank of Canada. His responsibilities included credit risk management, corporate banking planning, and accumulated in duties overseeing human resources and talent management. So Dave, you have done quite a lot there. And the most important thing that I understood is that you live your life with passion. Talk to us a little bit about that passion, Dave.
Well, Roy, thank you so much for those very kind words. It's been interesting to live life with passion. Yet lately, the life has really been about compassion. The last 18 months has really brought me into the journey of elderly care and taking care of my elderly parents. And so the passion has transmuted into a new energy of compassion and kindness. And that's been quite fascinating for somebody who used to be a type A personality to go into the area of caregiving, patience, and curiosity. And that's what has been the focus of my life for the last 18 months.
That is a very big transition, Dave. When I look at what I stated a while ago to the listeners as I introduced you, being in the corporate world and being successful, and here you are now in a different stage of your life. That's a very major
Correct.
Transition.
And that's the fascinating thing, Roy. And as I meet with people, I've been sharing the stories of a wonderful teacher and writer, Joseph Campbell. And it's often called the hero's journey, or for our ladies in the audience, it could be considered the Shiro's journey. And this is the journey from the known to the unknown to the known. And it's often accompanied with challenges, problems, perils, and even times into the depression, sadness, loneliness, isolation. And so when one goes through that, and that's what's been my curiosity for the last 18 months, is to find ways to come through the challenges with some new awareness, understanding, and in my case, being very curious about compassion.
And compassion, as you talk about that, and I take that on board what you're saying, Dave, that's very, very important right now, today, especially with all that we're experiencing in the world. We have COVID that is, still here around. There's so much that's happening. Compassion really is something that people really want to experience from us who are in a position, wherever it may be, the care that you're giving, or whatever position we may be in, persons really do want to experience and know that somebody's compassionate.
And that is what COVID in some ways has provided to many people, is the opportunity to express care, curiosity, compassion, creativity. And so when I think of COVID, I'm actually looking at many of those words as a way to transmute or transform the difficulties, the isolation, the pain, the anxiety into something that could be used in service. And so in writing this book that I've just finished, a big part of it was focused on mental health and mental wellness. As when I look at my corporate life, I actually went through the deepest levels of depression, anxiety, panic attacks, and even considering suicide during my life. And that, I believe, is providing the contrast to the life that I'm living at this moment.
I'm just thinking, Dave, as you stated that, it's so interesting that you would have experienced that when we're talking about the fact that you are successful businessman, a social entrepreneur. You have been in contact with many well-known persons, have built a very successful businesses over in Singapore, over in Australia. And you're talking about that you experienced that and was even thinking about suicide and being in depression. I mean, persons will think, but why would that ever happen when you are so successful? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, I guess that's the fascinating duality of life, Roy, is that many of the people we put on a pedestal or we think are successful, and we see it every year when the most successful people that we experience do commit suicide or harm to themselves. They get addicted to drugs or alcohol or other types of addiction that drive them into a pit, into a depression, into a state where they're not able to be themselves. They're not connected to themselves. They've created this persona that they're looking to live up to. And so you will notice that in finance, particularly where I spent my career, the levels of alcoholism or abuse or meanness were epidemic. And so for me to experience this pandemic right now, it's like I've experienced things where people are doing horrendous things to each other and to others. And that is often driven by a inner dissatisfaction, an inner difficulty, challenge, depression that often can eat the person from the inside out. And so that, I believe, has provided me with this polarity or this contrast that has been such a blessing to come back and really awaken this compassion that I've had to learn self-care and self-help and self-compassion to myself first, because then it's allowed it to grow so wonderfully at this stage in my life to be able to be kind to my parents, patient and caregiver and careful and caring in each day that we bring in other formulas too. One of them is to be humorous, to be appreciative, to be grateful. And that is part of the transformation that the hero's journey talks about. It's when we're self-caring, when we are kind to ourselves, that that energy can flow to other people also.
Very important that you say that, Dave, because that's something that we don't normally really focus on. You know, self-care, we're so driven by we need to achieve this, what society wants from us. Just listening to those voices everywhere, than actually looking at the self-care. And that's why it's so important to have you on the show today, Dave, because your life experience is so very important to share with listeners right now, listening to Love and Inspiration around the world, and understanding how important at this point in time, it is not too late to get that 2020 vision. I know we are in the year 2020, so much has been happening thus far, but it's not too late right now to learn how to get that 2020 vision and renew your spirit. Because what I'm hearing from you, Dave, you've gone through a really a major transformation. And right now, with that transformation that you've been through, you're in a place to actually help persons to heal. Is that correct, Dave?
Roy, I feel blessed right now that part of the story I am sharing is not only my story, it's the story of people that I've worked with. It's case studies. It's research by wonderful medical professionals. It's people who are really into the idea that we can be the change. If you want to be the change, you have to start with yourself. And so there are some principles. One could be shift your belief about grief. It could be about the personalized GPS system about getting 20/20 vision. I cannot promise that I can give you your vision for 20 years from now. I am not telling you I can give you your vision of the past. Yet at this moment, right now, if I could infuse or invite you to focus right now and get 20/20 vision on the first component of the personalized GPS system is gratitude. The G stands for gratitude. Right now, can you and our listeners focus on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things that you're grateful for? Roy, I'm really grateful to be on the line with you right now. Roy, I'm very grateful for the house I'm in right now. I'm grateful that our internet's working right now. I'm grateful for a mind that allows me to communicate with you in English right now. And if one can give themselves an emotional flood of gratitude, of appreciation, and have focus and clarity about that, that is a wonderful place to live life from. That is the greatest gift that we can give to ourselves, is to fill ourselves up with gratitude. No matter what is going on around us, can we find the gift of the experience? Can we explore with prayer? Can we practice with kindness? Can we bring God's grace into our inner conversation and our outer expression? That, my friend, is a way that we can have 20/20 vision based on gratitude as the starting point right now, right in this moment. And then we can move on to exploring what do we like to do? What do we love to do? I call that purpose and passion. Because if I invite you to go and learn something new in the next 30 days, or I invite you to share with me 10 things that you would love to do in the next 18 months, yet we're still coming from gratitude, not from lack, not from sadness, not from fear, from gratitude. And then finally, the S component of the GPS personalized calibration system is service. Who would you love to be of service to in the next 3 years? Who would you love to be able to help and to allow them to grow? That is the component of the GPS of gratitude, purpose, passion, and service. Yet right now, in this moment, Shall we focus on gratitude?
That's powerful. Wow, Dave, I'm with you 500%, and I'm pretty sure the ladies and gentlemen listening here on St. Martin, the Eastern Caribbean, around the world, and when this show is rebroadcast, definitely, you know, have taken note of the GPS, as you stated. I know we are so used to having a GPS that we put in our car and guides us, or the airplane has that. But this is really powerful for individuals to understand that you can have that personalized GPS. And it all starts with gratitude, as you stated, Dave. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Love and Inspiration with your host, Roy Cotton Jr. here on 102.7 FM. And also on Love and Inspiration on Bashani Radio in New York and Voice of the Caribbean that is broadcast from out of St. Kitts and Nevis. And I'm speaking with best-selling author, global speaker, social entrepreneur, and mastermind facilitator Dave Rogers, live from out of Toronto, Canada. And he's talking to you right now about a very important aspect in your life. And yeah, just I would say it's an opportunity for you to learn how to renew your spirit by getting 2020 vision. And I just want you, ladies and gentlemen, to know a little bit more about Dave. And Dave, as follows, is a Dave's transformational approach to coaching and facilitation employs the ancient wisdom of the East and the astute technologies of the West. His coaching embraces the simplicity of time, vision, focus, and being to gently and sometimes not so gently shift coaches from their current state to even more empowered or even more resourceful state. Now, some of the topics that Dave has done some coaching on in 2019 to 2020 is looking at work-life balance, overcome stress, anxiety, personal breakdowns, and the list goes on. He's an internationally certified master coach, a master in neurolinguistic programming, and a recipient of the Spirit of Enterprise Award in Singapore. Talk to us a little bit about your experience over in Singapore, because you've done some really great work in Singapore, Dave. So the listeners can have a great idea on what you've done. I understand that amazing work you've done, and I'm speaking with you, and I'm seeing you, and they're not seeing you. I see you just smile, because I'm sure it brings really great memories.
Well, Singapore was a beautiful experience for me. It's where my son was born, and he is actually turning 20 this coming week. And when he was in the womb, I have started making the transition from corporate financier to an investor into social enterprises. And he helped me design something called the 2020 vision for a business that we started about social entrepreneurship. And we used the goals of the United Nations, the Millennial Goals, and we set out to work with social entrepreneurs, primarily in the Asian region, who wanted to create enterprises that could uplift the poor, could educate both young boys and young girls and seniors as part of that component of learning through transgenerational. This means respecting the elders, being part of the young one's journey, bringing that care and wisdom of the seniors into the infusion of respect, kindness, and being able to look at curiosity. So that was part of the journey when I moved to Singapore. And I quickly got involved with lots of different businesses, and it grew very quickly. We bought resorts. We got into radio. We got into different types of industries. We planted trees. We supported orphanages. And then in 2008, ba-boom, we had the grand financial crisis that made us be very flexible in the way that we were going to run our business. And in many ways, it knocked some people out because of the emotions associated with loss. And so from that day, I became very curious about ways that people could shift their beliefs about grief. It was also at that time that my son decided, I want to stay in Singapore, because my original plan was to retire to the island of Bali. And My child chose, he wanted to be educated in Singapore. So an 8-year stay in Singapore ended up being an 18-year journey in Singapore, where the cleanliness, the structure, the society is brilliant to raise a family in safe, technology-friendly, very good education system. And so my life took some turns there to be able to be focused on social entrepreneurship from Singapore using the resources of an island that one of their main resources is people and education and lawfulness. And this was something that I really enjoyed. Singapore does so many things right, yet one of the best things they do is they learn the best practices from abroad and they bring it back and infuse it into their culture. The love of food, the love of learning, the love of community is very vibrant in Singapore. And that's something that I really appreciated from my time in Singapore and still today. I still think it's a model for many of the leading edge thinking and implementation in the fields of education, in health, in community. And so Singapore, definitely a great place to base business, to leverage and grow business, and also to grow your team, your global team out of Singapore.
That's powerful, Dave. Definitely, I appreciate what you shared with us. And of course, listening to that, it makes Singapore be one of the other countries that I'm going to put on my list to visit at some point in time, very soon, my lovely wife, once all of this COVID is a thing of the past. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so super excited having Dave here with me. Dave Rogers, live from out of Toronto, Canada. And he is a best-selling author, global speaker, social entrepreneur, and mastermind facilitator. And you're going to hear just shortly all about his new book that you'll be able to also pre-order, which is Get 2020 Vision, Awesome Coaching Mental Wellness Edition. And I just want to ask you, Dave, because you have done some really great keynote speaking. And one of them, as I'm looking here, states design your 21-day mental wellness calendar. Can you briefly tell us a little bit about that? And then on the list I'm seeing here, Sexy Single Ready to Mingle Guide to Dating in the 21st Century. That's very interesting. Share with us.
Well, the 21-day wellness calendar, really, I was able to utilize one of the lessons that I learned from Anthony Robbins or Tony Robbins. I spent about 8 years when I was still in the corporate world, traveling around the world to go to different Tony Robbins events to be able to tap into some of the ways to take charge of the mindset, the focus, the power of words, which he calls neural associative conditioning, which is often referred to as neuro-linguistic programming. I'm inviting people to have a 21-day wellness channel. I started this in Malaysia, where I just invited people to start doing 50 squats a day. And it didn't have to be at one time. It could be 5 sets of 10 squats. The idea there is that if we could change our wellness habits, we will change the way we feel about ourselves. We'll have discipline. And the thing about COVID, the people who actually created very strong routines found COVID to be quite a good time. People who struggled with a routine really struggled with COVID. And so if you and I can develop a simple approach, like doing 50 squats a day, we start to change our eating patterns. We start to think about wellness. We start to infuse ways to be healthier, wealthier, and wiser. And that, my friends, is such a beautiful way to tap into our potential and to infuse it little by little into new habits. Tony talks about changing your habits in 21 days. So I infused it, the idea of let's have a very wonderful, effective, powerful way of shifting our beliefs about wellness in 21 days. We're just going to have as the minimum 50 squats a day. And then some people might start doing push-ups. Some people might start doing biking. Some people might start walking. That, my friend, is the way to create a movement of wealth and health and wellness. And that I found to be very effective in the 21-day wellness challenge. And I include that as an example in my book, Get 2020 Vision, which is about taking responsibility and accountability to influence our words, our actions, and our focus. Now, on the sexy single Ready to Mingle, that comes from my dear friends in Australia. I have two wonderful friends. Actually, one of them is the editor of my book and the person who motivated me or invited me to create Get 2020 Vision. And so Tracy and her best friend Deb have been involved in the dating industry in Perth. And so I've been asked a few times to come on and share a little bit about confidence, self-esteem, and assist actually gentlemen to have a new approach to dating. And this idea of being humorous, being authentic, and being kind in their dating process. And so this sexy single Ready to Mingle model is something that Deb and Tracy have experimented with. And it's something that I believe online, if we could have authentic, we can have vulnerable, and we can have respectful conversation, it may be one of the approaches to shift some of the dating rituals that are currently practiced by people in Australia first, and then perhaps around the world. People like to communicate. The greatest communicators actually ask great questions. Unfortunately, we've never been taught where or how to ask great questions. Roy, you ask great questions. You're a great communicator. Wouldn't it be wonderful to teach people to ask great questions and therefore start great conversations and have authentic, vulnerable conversations to uplift and inspire? And what you do is bring love and inspiration. We may even find some ways to bring that love and inspiration to the sexy single Ready to Mingle environment around the world also.
I appreciate that, Dave. Definitely, you've said absolutely on point all that you shared a while ago. So very relevant. And that is what makes a different and takes communication to another level. And, you know, Dave, as I'm listening to you here on the show and everyone around the world, it is so amazing, you know, what God has been doing in your life and is doing right now. And being in a place where you are to be launching a powerful book as it is, Get 2020 Vision, Awesome Coaching, Mental Wellness Edition. And you stated a while ago that you mentioned the name of Tracy Reagan, that I'm seeing her name there with you on the book. Let's talk a little bit about your book, because it's going to be launched on July 25th, if I'm not mistaken. So let's talk a little bit about your book. And then I want to go over to a very important aspect when it has to do with laughter. Now, persons may be thinking about laughter. Why are we talking about laughter? But ladies and gentlemen, you'll hear about that just shortly. So let's talk a little bit about your book so persons can know how they can get a hold of your book, Mr. Dave Rogers.
Well, thank you very much, Roy. And again, to Tracy, who started out as my editor, she was going to do the editing and review. And as we went through the process of Get 2020 Vision, she really brought out some of the key essence of the book. And it was really wonderful because she also had other skills. And so we decided to experiment with fun throughout the whole process of the book. And so if people are interested to learn a little bit about the outline of the book, it's quite easy. All you need to do is go to get2020vision.net. And so you would take a look at it and you would see the flow of the book, see some of the topics that I went deep into when I came back to Canada. Things like depression, loneliness, corporate post-traumatic stress disorder, panic attacks. These are very prevalent in Canada at the moment. And it surprised me. In fact, it shocked me. And so I decided to do a deep dive and write about it from my own perspective because I did experience that. In fact, if you do a list of the most stressful events in your life, 2 years ago, I was able to check off 9 out of the 10 that I was experiencing. And so I felt it would be wonderful to be able to show people how to proceed through those events. And that's where this idea of shift your belief about grief became one of the chapters of the book. This is how the personalized GPS system based on gratitude became a chapter in the book. And Tracy and I had questions and we asked. So instead of her just being the editor in the book, I chose to have her on the front cover of the book. I invited her to be in the back cover of the book. And much like a gentleman did with Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Robert Kiyosaki, his first book wasn't that good. Yet when his editor, Sharon Lecter, got a hold of it, it became a super bestseller. So I'm wondering whether Tracy Regan might become a super famous person after this experience. And if she does, I really hope so, because she is also into writing children's books. Her essence is about encouraging children to read with their parents, to encourage grandparents to read to children, so that reading becomes part of our daily routine. Not just the 7-second or 3-second scanning of the internet. No, reading a book, having characters in the book, because a big part of get2020vision.net, if you want to take a look at it online, is to help people get vision, because when you've got vision of gratitude, you're likely, very highly likely, to share vision of possibility and gratitude to others. We call that get vision, give vision. It's something that we find to be inspiring. And we are here to express love in different ways, yet inspiration is definitely one of the great ways. We do that by changing our narrative and infusing perhaps the next topic that you might want to talk about, Roy.
Oh boy, yes, I am definitely with you. And as you know, I always say to you about your laugh. Your laugh is so very interesting. I'm sure everyone listening right now say, "Hey, Dave does, you know, he really have a really interesting laugh there," and it makes you want to laugh yourself too. But I am so really, really into, you know, what you're doing with your book that is going to be coming out on the 25th of July. And I'm looking at it right here on online. That is get2020vision.net. That's get2020vision.net. Shift your belief about grief, loneliness, depression, and trauma with easy to follow tips for wellness and mental health. And a beautiful design book. And you heard a while ago, and he's done this beautifully here with Tracy Regan. And I really commend her for what, you know, she wants to do. And that's so very important to really stimulate, to have parents read with their children or with grandparents. So very important, the joys and the importance of reading. And Dave, just so that persons can know, when they go on to get2020vision.net, that's where they can pre-order your book. Is that correct?
That is correct, Roy. The pre-order will continue until, again, another 6 days. So it is a lovely invitation, another beautiful love and inspiration invitation to encourage people to take action, because there is a wonderful opportunity here to be part of the pre-launch, have this book to be part of your repertoire, to be able to share some of the lessons, to practice it on yourself, and to perhaps have further engagements with us as we continue to be in a real wonderful movement of self-care, of looking for ways to bring compassion and healing to oneself, and then be amazed when we plant those seeds and people choose to use the GPS system to be able to serve others. And so I'm very excited about the possibilities, yet not attached to the outcome.
Powerful, definitely. Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Rogers here, live from out of Toronto, Canada. And a wonderful laugh he has there. We're going to talk about laughter, actually, right now. As you know, we're coming down to the end of this really powerful interview with him. He's a best-selling author, global speaker, social entrepreneur, and mastermind facilitator. And Dave, we look forward to actually having you on St. Martin some point in time. I know that we have great communication, yourself and my wife. And we look forward to having you on St. Martin, where we can do some really great transformational collaborative work for the people of St. Martin and the region and the world, of course, because, you know, St. Martin is a lovely place to come and visit. And we would definitely love to have you down here on the island once all of this COVID is definitely behind us. How about that? You welcome that invitation?
I look forward to it. Absolutely.
Fantastic. So let's talk a little bit about laughter, because you were talking to me today before we got onto air about a lawyer over in Australia that actually uses laughter in her practice. Now, I said to you, how is that possible? Where, you know, she's dealing with persons' cases and they might be saying, but wait, you are my lawyer. What are we talking about here with laughter? It's a serious case. So talk to us a little bit about laughter and what really does laughter do for persons out there?
Well, let me first share a quick little story behind the story behind the story. One of my favorite metaphors is that the reason I have a feeling we're talking about laughter today is thank you to Dr. Nicole. Because when we were chatting, she invited me to laugh. And then she invited me to record my laugh. And then she challenged me to record my laugh for 30 seconds. I allowed the laughter to start to flow. This was just 2 weeks ago. I recorded. She asked for 30 seconds. My first recording was 27 seconds. I then said to myself, what can I do to even get better at laughter? I could call Chamundai, Miss Jackie Curran, the lady who introduced me almost 14 years ago to laughter yoga, a lady who was a lawyer for 25 years, yet 15 years ago was starting to be burnt out, had stress. And so she went and got certified as a laughter yoga instructor. She then rebranded and started teaching laughter yoga to lawyers in Australia because of the high levels of stress in the legal profession. As she started teaching it to the law association to help people with their managing of stress, what happened is she got a brand, the Laughter Lawyer. And so she just her way to interview after interview, article after article, and she has been a one-person force to infuse laughter yoga into the legal profession. When you hear her speak articulately, specifically, and clearly on the benefits of laughter, the research is suggesting we as beautiful beings, we have a temple called our body. When we laugh, it massages our organs from the inside out. It releases beautiful human ingredients such as dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. These are natural ways to feel love, compassion, expression. It's like getting a super hug from the inside out. Laughter yoga. And it can be simple. You don't have to go and have a belly laugh. It could be raising your hands above your head and just going as you bring your hands down. And taking a deep breath in. If you raise your hands up, and this time as you bring your hands, just allow a little bit. And you can raise your hands one more time as you take a deep breath, and we can let it out a little bit louder. And the amazing thing, Roy, if you do this for 5 to 10 minutes a day, it's the equivalent of walking 3 to 5 kilometers a day. So naturally laughing will make you healthier. It will allow you to reduce stress, and it will bring contagion wherever you go because people are starving to laugh right now. And I just absolutely love it. So thank you to Dr. Nicole because she started me back onto my routine of laughter. My parents are laughing more with me. I did laughter yoga as part of a class today for sunrise ceremony. It's such a beautiful thing. Invite people to laugh. Teach them to laugh. Be aware that they might be self-conscious about laughing. Yet if we can bring more laughter, it might be a great way to reduce stress, increase love, and perhaps inspire our next friend to laugh a little bit more.
Powerful, Dave. So powerful. I was also laughing myself when you said stretch your arms up and just let it. I had my mic off, so I was also laughing here. And at the same time, also too, as you mentioned a while ago, that you know Dr. Nicole encouraged you to do that. She's listening to the show, so kudos to Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton for you know in encouraging you to do that. And I'm sure she really feels very pleased as she's listening to the show at this point in time, and reminding us, of course, that you know even the Bible says that laughter is a medicine to the soul. So. Definitely. I've had my laughter just now. And when I put some good music for the listeners out there, I'm going to be laughing in the studio. So I appreciate that, Dave. And as we come,
thank you.
You're welcome. As we come to the end of this powerful conversation with you, Dave. Really appreciated having you on the show. And ladies and gentlemen, you can go on to get2020vision.net right now. So on your laptop or your phone, just go on to get2020vision.net. And there you'll be able to see the book, beautiful book, Awesome Coaching Mental Health Wellness Edition. Impact Your Life with Compassion, Patience, and Curiosity. And this is written by Dave Rogers with Tracy Reagan. And you can pre-order on there. So Dave, as we're coming to the end of this wonderful conversation, any closing thoughts to the listeners on beautiful St. Martin, the Caribbean, and around the world?
Oh, I would say use your love and inspiration. Breathe in your love and inspiration. Allow in love and inspiration. That might be a beautiful mantra to invite our listeners today, is just see the way that love and inspiration can be part of your feeling. And if you are inspired to laugh, allow yourself, invite a little laughter. If you're looking to heal, allow yourself to shift your belief about grief. These are words. This is called word medicine. It's healthy. It allows you to explore, respect your inner voice, and perhaps even change your inner voice. That would be my little sharing with the people who are listening with us today, Roy. You have a beautiful program here. I feel so blessed and grateful that I've been brought today and the last few weeks to have time with you and Nicole in the energy of love and inspiration. And I look forward to sharing it all around the world to people that I connect with, because it is something that I believe is the right message for a time where we truly can connect at wonderful deep levels, perhaps levels of vulnerability, perhaps levels of fear. Yet through love and inspiration, we come out of it, just like in the hero's journey, as we move through the pit of depression or sadness or loneliness, we come out with a new superpower, a gift. And that gift, I have a feeling, will have a relation with love and inspiration.
Thank you, Dave. I really appreciate that. Well received. And I'm pretty sure all the listeners around the world has, you know, received that from you. And I just received a message all the way from South Africa from Wendy LaVita, who was also a guest on my show. And she's a practitioner over in the beautiful Cape Flats. She sent a message with a lot of laughter. So you've really touched the heart of Wendy LaVita over in South Africa listening to the show right now. And I'm pretty sure everyone who's listening to the show here on beautiful St. Martin. Dave, it is also a blessing, and God bless you and your new book, as you know, it brings that transformation to the lives of many. As we spoke about today, learn how to renew your spirit by getting 2020 vision in a very interesting year, as it is 2020. Ladies and gentlemen, go over to get2020vision.net, and there you can look at pre-ordering this beautiful book. Dave, it was a pleasure. Thank you for being a love and inspiration, and I look forward to having you on the show, and also we look forward to having you on St. Martin at some point in time in the near future. God spare life.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That is Mr. Dave Rogers, and he is a best-selling author, global speaker, social entrepreneur, and master facilitator. And on the show today, we spoke about learn how to renew your spirit by getting 2020 vision.
I feel loved and inspired when I listen to Love and Inspiration with Roy Carton Jr.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-524-8731. 1-888-382-2084 or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio app, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.